I spotted the girl even before she knocked on my door. I was gazing out my second-floor office window down at Berkeley Street, eating a cinnamon donut and drinking coffee with a little milk and sugar. The girl looked lost among the business people and tourists hustling along the icy sidewalks. She wore a pink Boston Red Sox cap and an oversized down parka with a fur collar, and stared up at the numbers on the office buildings where Berkeley intersects Boylston. When she stopped at my building, she folded up a piece of paper and crossed the street with a lot of purpose. I had an open box of donuts and an uncashed check on my desk from Cone Oaks. I'd done a little work for Rita Fiore and had been paid handsomely. The winter had been dark, bleak, and endless, but sometime in the last hour I had actually seen the sun. My computer was playing Helen Forrest singing with the Harry James Orchestra. Life was full of promise. I had a bite of donut just as I heard the knock on the door. I opened it. "You Spencer?" asked the girl in the pink Red Sox cap. "The one and only."
"People say you're tough," she said.
"Did they mention handsome and witty?"
"That you aren't afraid to use a gun."
"Only when my feelings get hurt." Her accent was South Boston, maybe Dorchester. Henry Higgins could have told me her exact address. I figured her for 15 or 16. She stood about 5'5", with straight reddish-brown hair spilling from the socks cap. Her eyes were green and very large, made slightly ridiculous with heavy eyeliner.
"You really a private investigator?" she asked.
"Says so on the door."
"And you didn't get your license from the internet or anything?"
"No."
"Were you a cop or something?"
"Or something."
"Thrown off the force for drinking?"
"No."
"Police brutality?"
"No."
"Then why aren't you a cop now?"
"I don't play well with others," I said. "Would you like to come in?" She peered around me into my office, checking out my desk, two file cabinets, and the couch where Pearl slept when it was take your dog to work day. I extended my hand toward my guest chair and sat behind my desk. She joined me. The girl had a full face with ruddy cheeks, a couple of moles on the right side. A cute kid if she'd sit up straight. But she slouched into her chair and nervously toyed with a St. Christopher medal.
"Who busted your nose?" she asked.
"Jersey Joe Walcott," I said.
"Who's he?"
"Former heavyweight champ," I said. "Before your time." I pushed the box of donuts toward her. She looked down at my carefully chosen assortment. Then she looked back at me, still playing with the medal, and shook her head. I let the silence hang there for a moment. I figured if I waited long enough, she might tell me why she was in need of my services. After a long pause, she did.
"Somebody killed my mom."
I took a deep breath and leaned forward.
"When?" 4 years ago," she said.
"I'm sorry."
"I want to find the bastards."
"Okay," I nodded. "Why now?"
"Nobody listens to kids," she said. "I'm older now. You do this kind of stuff, right?"
"I'm good at making people listen," I said.
"How much do you charge?"
I told her the usual rate. She began to dig through her pockets, pulling out 5 crumpled 20s and a 10, flattening the cash on my desktop.
"Will this get you started?"
I glanced down at the money and again nudged the box of donuts her way. This time she accepted, choosing a chocolate frosted. I complimented her choice. Giving away a whole donut was a major philanthropic gesture. I hoped she appreciated it.
"What's your name?" "Maddie Sullivan."
"You take the red line into the city, Miss Sullivan?"
"How'd you know that?"
"I am a trained investigator." I drank some coffee. I pulled a yellow legal pad and a pen from my left desk drawer. Ever the professional. "Why don't you tell me what happened?"
"They left her up on a point," she said, "by UMass, where they tore down all those old buildings, you know?"
I nodded.
"She was stabbed to death."
I nodded some more. I took some notes.
"She'd been raped," she said. "They think."
Her face showed little emotion, telling the story as if she'd read it in the newspaper. "I'm very sorry," I said.
"That was a long time ago."
"How old are you now?"
"14.